This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Oh my gosh, boys and girls, look at this.
Black power.
No, what the, don't you know what the, that's the sign for shut up. Get you to shut up. I'm bringing your mics up. I don't need you to talk.
Thundercats, go.
Here we go.
Hand gestures work.
Oh my gosh, if you've missed the first hour, apparently we're doing some sort of a, what is it? It's a test in uppers and downers and what?
A sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah. We're like a experiment. Science experiment.
We're going
to Judy Garland
our way through this entire show.
We're going to fill this room with tired people, coffee, and alcohol, and we're going to see what happens.
It's the B block. This is show 346. It's May 29th, 2018, right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are in the middle of our Tuesday night broadcast called The Show, and thank you all for being here. Oh my gosh.
And Michael is in the Michael and Rockshot are in the YouTube chat room.
Oh, in the YouTube chat room. Yeah.
But I think Rocky and Rockshot are one and the same. I think he's playing two games.
Well, I don't know if anybody else has heard about this, but the last thing that Sesame Street wants are viewers to think about Big Bird having sex.
Oh.
This brings them to a pretty direct conflict with a new movie.
But now we're thinking about it. Wait, now it just happened.
Yeah.
A new movie titled The Happy Time Murders, which premieres in August, features a large cast of Sesame Street-style puppets and a plethora of explicit situations.
And the amazingly talented Melissa McCarthy.
After the trailer dropped on May 18th, Sesame Workshop, producer of the children's series on PBS, well, actually it's on HBO now, filed a lawsuit against the new movie claiming it would tarnish their brand. Sesame Workshop was less than thrilled. Less than thrilled by the movie's promised antics. However, they filed a lawsuit against STX Productions, its producer, the producer of the movie, Happy Time Murders, claiming audiences would confuse the beloved children's brand with the newer sexually prodigious pieces of felt. The suit reads, defendants widely distributed a marketing campaign, features a just-released trailer with explicit, profane, drug-using, misogynistic, violent, copulating, and even ejaculating puppets, along with a tagline, "No Sesame, All Street."
The internet is for porn.
I would say Avenue Q gets away with it.
Yeah.
In the suit, Sesame Workshop claims that they have no problem with the film being produced, only that it seems to be referencing Sesame Street in the advertising, which it clearly does. Now, according to this, STX, which is the company that produced the movie, they love the idea of working closely with Brian Henson, which is the son of Jim Henson and the Jim Henson Company.
Still dead.
Which is why all,
according to all reports.
Why all the Muppets look like Muppets would be on Sesame Street, because that's all where they're produced from. They tell the untold story of the active lives of Henson puppets when they're not performing in front of children. Happy Time Murders is the happy result of that collaboration, and we're incredibly pleased with the early reaction to the film and how well the trailer has been received. I don't know if you guys have seen this trailer or not. I have. I've got it queued up to show you.
And you're nobody till somebody sues you.
They got this. So
if I ever get a cease and desist letter, I'm going to frame that motherfucker.
You betcha.
So I'm going to, this is like, this is 2.5 minutes. I'm just going to show you all of the preview. And remember, this says it's appropriate for all audiences.
Oh.
I just want you to know that's what it says. And we're going to cut to this and we'll go, oh, let me get to this.
Doesn't mean the movie is.
It's based on a percentage of profanity and sexual content.
Let's see if we can get through this.
You can only have so much for it to still be
appropriate
for all.
I love singing and dancing. Hi, folks!
For 50 cents, I'll suck your dick.
Well, it's a great price. It almost makes me wish I had a dick for you to suck.
Oh, I'll take that as a yes.
You two are the most decorated offices in this department. What do you see?
Looks like a robbery gone wrong to me.
This wasn't a robbery. This was a hit.
Welcome!
Someone out there is killing puppets.
Hey, handsome.
You looking for some rotten cotton?
I'm a woman.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's even better.
Got a good time for you.
We're gonna catch the bastards who did these murders.
Because bodies are gonna start piling up.
You're one of the best damn cops I've ever seen.
I'll have your badge for this. I'm in the fucking FBI.
Oh yeah, what's that stand for? Fucking big idiot?
If it gets crazy, I'm gonna go crazy as shit.
God, are you all right?
I ruptured my hymen.
This pure ecstasy.
I'm not doing this.
Do it.
Oh, sorry about your dead human friend, Phillips.
That is good shit.
Well, fuck me.
Maybe.
Is Phil in?
He's servicing a client.
Is that what I think it is?
Here I go.
Okay. Not appropriate for all ages. They did not edit that at all.
It's magic. Well,
however,
good.
So now, can you understand why maybe Sesame Street have a problem
Aaron,
and have a lawsuit?
I love Aaron. Well, that looks awful.
I was delighted by all 2 minutes of that.
I'm not gonna lie. I chuckled.
So, yeah. Sign me up.
Hilarious.
There was some chortling.
I'm seeing that movie.
I like the line. You're looking for some rotten cotton. Yeah.
I'm a woman.
Sadly, even better. Even better for you. Good time for you.
Good time for you.
Poor Aaron.
My only question from that whole thing is, please tell me rotten cotton means something different than I think it does.
Who knows? It's a Muppet.
No, but what else is it going to mean besides poorly kept woman?
I'm Googling it right now.
So not a kid's images. Movie, Jenny. It can't be a kid's movie. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's not a kid's movie at all. It's rated R. No. The whole movie is.
Yeah good
Maybe
times.
Maybe it should be nice rated if I knew how to spell PX. Rotten.
R-O-T-T-E-N.
Puppet X-rated.
Yeah.
Well, it's apparently the best underground horror, sleaze, and exploitation t-shirts in the universe. It's also has their Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a t-shirt company, Rotten Cotton. Let's go.
Oh, they just made it up. That's even better. Mm-hmm. You got some rotten cotton. That's filthy.
That's amazing.
Filthy.
I broke my hymen.
I ruptured my hymen.
According to Urban Dictionary, rotten cotton is actually a tampon that was left in for too long.
Okay.
No strings attached.
Usually has a foul smell and discharge associated with it.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
I'm just saying, if you want good, clean family fun, you just spend some time on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
How do we get in?
There is nothing better than spending an afternoon
you clumsy poop.
With Urban Dictionary. The Abraham Lincoln and the Angry Dolphin.
Captain Hepburn is my happy place.
Wish I'd have brought my bicycle.
Why are you yelling cream cheese? Our safe word is Philadelphia. All right.
All right. Speaking of rotten cotton, did you happen to see a link that I sent to you?
I just did. Oh, no, I did. I got the pictures.
Oh, good. Thank you for that. Oh, let's show the pictures.
God, that
roll
was
film.
Even too much for me.
Roll film.
Let's cut to this. Okay, so this is the first shot.
Speaking of rotten cotton, can they be serious? Oh. High-end brand Balenciaga. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's how I decided to pronounce it.
Yeah, I like it.
They like to push boundaries when it comes to fashion. But this one item in its new collection has people completely baffled. That's right. If you can see the video, it is literally a blue t-shirt with a checkered shirt hanging from the front of it.
It's sewn on?
Yeah.
What's more,
ow.
If you are brave or daft enough to wear this bizarre top, it will set you back 935.
What?
Now, this is pounds. This is British, but
so
935 pounds. So, like $1,000.
More. It's like 1.5 to 1
I don't care
or something
about the
crazy.
Conversion rate. It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, fashion fans not impressed by this weird garment. Back of the shirt looks like a normal t-shirt.
Yeah, it does. Look, here it is right here.
Yeah.
Boom. Right there. Looks like that, and then from the side.
Oh, wait, now is the back sewn on? It kind of looks like maybe that's sewn on to something.
He's just getting.
I think it's just an ill-fitting shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of it.
We'll zoom in. Hang on. Yeah. It should like
look like a t-shirt.
You look like a t-shirt.
And then from the side, even it looks like it's the right static cling has just not given up.
Literally a shirt.
Looks like he has an apron
top
on.
A shirt.
Looks like an apron from the side.
1,300 more, because I've only put 900 pounds. Yeah. 1,388 US dollars at 900 pounds.
I'm going to say 900. That's a lot of clams, my friend.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of.
Oh, this is from February 23rd of 2010. So, right, finger on the pulse of that exchange
on the pulse of the exchange rate. Good work. Well, as you can imagine, Twitter also not
exactly,
a fan.
Exactly, Jenny. That's why I'm like, wait a minute. No.
Run-of-the-mill Twitter user Mally Mac tweeted a picture of the outfit with the words, LMAOOOO, bro, what the actual fuck? Yeah, that post was liked 146,000 times and shared 86,000 times.
Oh, my.
With other
people
users,
need to find something.
Yeah, with other users mocking the shirt as a joke. Yeah.
That's an expensive joke.
One user wrote, what the hell is that? While yet another added, 935 pounds for this shit? LOL.
Oh.
I love reading tweets.
It's about $1,200 currently.
I was just going to say, well, we'll be glad to know the dollar has rebounded against the pound, probably because of Brexit.
Thank
That's almost
$1,239.25.
In case you were wondering, this is not the first time this designer brand...
How many shekels? No shekels.
Schmackaroos. This is not the first time that this particular designer brand has gone to extremes. Last week, they launched a branded lanyard for £225.
Do they think that if they just slap a price on it, people are going to be like, oh, I'll buy that?
Oh, sure
it might actually be true, sure. They recently unveiled a $1,600 tote that looks exactly like the IKEA shopping bags.
I remember seeing this.
Come on.
Yep.
You think we got to Crocs, Marnie?
For 1,500 pounds, which I'm assuming is about $2,000, their inflatable vest looks a lot like a life preserver.
But we're not going to call it that.
Hey, McFly.
$1,988.10.
Well, my gosh.
That's just fucking ridiculous.
Money well spent. Honest to God, money well spent.
Fucking ridiculous. I can't.
I'm getting out the Visa card right now.
I think I'm just going to keep using an Ant's line. My childhood is dead.
My
childhood is dead.
I blocked mine out years ago. I don't know.
No, that was from the whole Muppet porn thing. Oh, but yeah. But it had me cracking up.
Balenciaga. How do you spell that?
With a B.
Balenciaga?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. We can make a knockoff using one of your shirts. I love Aaron's idea. That's fantastic.
Balenciaga? It might be Balenciaga.
We'll make it Catanciaga.
Nice.
Well, my favorite thing to do whenever you're in doubt is I go to pronounce and listen to them say, like they do all the French, Hermé.
Huh? Well, and how did they say it? Help us.
I'm going to type it in now.
All right, type it in now. Report back.
Remember those plastic jeans?
If you can hold it up to the microphone, all the better.
Oh my God, those plastic jeans were awful.
Oh, actually, I could make it if it would say it. Is it just a website?
Jeans. I did a thing on plastic jeans, and it was awful. Awful. What's happening?
We're figuring out how to pronounce Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
What is it?
Wait.
Balenciaga.
It's like La Cienega.
Balenciaga.
It's very much like La Cienega. Oh, God.
Oh, or not.
Which means that it must be Italian because they're pronouncing, there's no G.
Right.
It's like La Cienega.
You might want to rethink that.
Want to reread that, sir?
Yeah.
That's still fantastic. God damn, that's fucking
crazy. So, next.
Givenchy. Yves Saint Laurent. No, you do the pronounce all the French stores with the correctly.
Uh-huh.
So, because you always want to like not be an asshole.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton.
That's all I got. So, with any of us, I would think that if somebody came up and tried to like shut us down and tell us we could not speak, we'd find a way.
We've done it for 7 years.
We sure have. Thank you very much. Been exactly.
We've done it for longer than the Roseanne reboot. So.
That's right. So, there was a gentleman with a name of an actor, Christian Bale. Right? Isn't that the actor's name?
Christian Bale.
Right.
The
actor
is singular. Is this man plural?
Yeah.
This is plural. Christian Bales. Okay. My bad. There aren't two of them. It's just the Christian Bales is his name.
So it's not like that one weird movie where he played twins?
Right. No. Not that I'm aware of.
Twin magicians?
Not that I'm aware of. I did not read the end of the story, but I don't know.
All right. Let's find out.
So Christian Bales is was the valedictorian of Holy Cross High School in Crestview Hills, Kentucky.
Good on him.
First mistake, Holy Cross High School. But he was barred from delivering his graduation speech last week.
Because he was two people?
Nope. Instead, he delivered it after the graduation ceremony, outside of the school, on a megaphone.
Nice.
I'm loving this kid.
Yeah.
I'm loving him.
I mean, unless, of course, his speech is somewhat like the abortion guys outside the clinic on the megaphone.
Nope. After reading a copy of Bill's speech, the school determined it was political and inconsistent with the teachings of the Catholic Church.
Sure, because Jesus doesn't like politics.
Bill said he found out the day of graduation that the Diocese of Covington cut his speech from the ceremony.
Well, sure, because you fire people on Friday.
Yeah. Right. The diocese took our speeches and said they were too confrontational, too angry, too personal, and that they weren't appropriate for the setting. Yeah. Bale said after both he and his friend's speeches were cut. Bales repeated the phrase, "the young people will win," in his speech, a phrase coined by Parkland, some Parkland, Florida students who survived the mass shooting earlier in the year. In a statement, a diocese spokesman said school officials and representatives of the Diocese of Covington reserve the right to review and approve all student speeches to be presented, in public at high school graduations. The student speeches for the Holy Cross High School graduation were not submitted for review before the deadline. That's what they're saying the problem was. They were found to contain elements that were political and inconsistent. Bales said, "I know they pointed out that the Parkland teens teaching ideologies that apparently go against the Catholic faith, which I don't agree with in my experience," Bales said. You know, all of 18, but I love this kid. Bales' mother believes there was another reason the school did not want her son to speak. Mark Sperry said she received a call from the school's principal last week. She said that he wanted her to help. He wanted her help to ensure Bales wore men's clothing to graduation and did not wear makeup or bobby pins in his hair.
Oh, no.
Aww.
That was disturbing because in 4 years, I had never received a phone call from the principal, the mom said. No one ever reached out to me to help learn about my child, which I thought, yeah, no one ever like, hey, what can I... Bales is openly gay. He says, to date, the school had been supportive.
Bobby pin aficionado.
Apparently.
You know, those are harder to use than it looks like. Those are advanced hair accessories.
This incident won't silence him, he says. I think I'm going to keep fighting for what I believe in. I would hope so.
Me too.
I'm going to keep using my megaphone and intensifying my voice.
That a girl.
Bale's mother plant... Don't, now, don't be like that. Bale's mother planned to send his 9-year-old...
We've embraced him as one of our own. That a girl.
Bale's mother planned to send his 9-year-old sister to Holy Cross in the future, but after Friday night, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So, yep. I just thought it was
Spend your $30,000 a year elsewhere, lady.
Yeah, save it for
college.
Hey, Nero.
I just thought it was very interesting because as I read the story, I thought it was just, here's this political kind of thing. And I loved how they wrote this article because as you scroll down, that's when the other piece of this
comes
out.
They hit you with the other part.
But this is the gentleman, and
we've all had that kind of hair day where you just got to throw it back with a sassy bar.
I can try to do that whole put that in the chat room.
What are those things called?
The headband.
Headband, right?
Not headband.
Yeah. It is. It's not a barrette.
But it's like the comb that's flexible.
It's too
banana clip?
No.
It was a long comb, but it was a flexible, and it dug in, but it wrapped around your head.
Yeah, but they're just, they're shaped like a...
With Kat. This is a headband.
Headband.
This is just a... Whoop,
headbands take many shapes.
It's a very small picture, but I thought it was that thing that you pull your hair back with.
Join us next week for our segment, Hair Pullback Items and How They Vary.
Questions about hair.
You mean that elastic string that white women put around their ponytail to
they used to be hard plastic. You buy them in like boxes of 10.
Headband. Literally headband.
Headband.
Is it really?
Yeah. The end. Just headband.
Google it. Headband.
Okay, I got to Google that because I'm headband. Not buying it.
I hope I'm doing this.
Google it after your story, though.
We'll see if I'm
maybe
doing
I'll fit it into my story. You don't know me.
Maybe Google it.
I put a link in all by myself.
Oh, I found it. Clear plastic headband.
It's see? Just a headband, for God's sake.
Headband.
Scroll down. You'll see the headband.
This is what I mean. That's called a headband?
That's a headband. That's a headband. Yeah.
That's a really stereotypical headband.
That is a Big time headband.
Because what I think headband...
Because those things will give you a migraine. They dig in right there behind your ears.
I think that is a headband.
Oh, no. That's, like, that's some kind of white woman thing.
That, that's a white woman yoga thing that Aaron wears now because she's privileged.
Sharon has like four of those, yeah.
Yeah, this is what I thought he was wearing in his head.
That's what he was wearing.
That's kind of what he was wearing.
I mean, sans the Madonna.
I think it needs a better word. I disagree.
Well,
so
band that goes on.
Anyone in the chat room, please take a look at the link I just put in there and see if it's a fucking headband. That's
speaking
all.
Of headwear, I would just like to say that on the evening in the early morning of, I think it was the 19th of May, I'm not sure, got to watch the royal wedding.
Yes, yes.
Because it was on at work, and I
it's a headband, and Ann says, yes, yep.
He doesn't know.
He does.
He does. He's a self-appointed
judge. Send me a picture with your hair pulled back in the headband, and then I'll believe it. Okay, so the royal wedding was so much fun, and we are going back and forth trying to miss commercials between CNN and MSNBC, and it was just, it was delightful. Yeah. Whatever that long walk of shame was that they made Fergie do, where it looked like Fergie had to walk in from Scotland.
Thank you, Nero.
But that long thing just, it was just wonderful to watch. It was, everyone was dressed nicely. It was a great, like, advertisement for Windsor, where they got married in Windsor, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Blue sky day. The dresses were lovely. It made me like
the
children.
The hats were just
the
too
fascinators.
Much.
Yep. I know what a fascinator is. See, headband needs a good word like fascinator.
It's headband.
Yeah, fuckers. What did I just call it that time? Headband again?
Headband.
Uh-huh. I'm still not happy about it. But it was just so nicely done. And those little kids following her with her train was just, I don't know if you saw pictures, if you actually stayed up. Oh, fuckers.
I'm laughing at Nero.
I know. Do we even want to try?
No.
No? I
sure
don't.
Sure don't. Carry on with the wedding.
The
children.
The children, did anybody, I mean, did you see any of it?
I didn't actually watch any of it. I saw some pictures. I saw pictures of a missing tooth child.
That photobombed her. Yeah, just happy as Larry.
Well, and I saw like William laughing, like trying to not chuckle when.
Oh, the good reverend. The most reverend.
The most reverend.
So then it was kind of like we're adding a little spice and color to the royal family for the first time in a couple thousand years.
Except who was saying that her priest is, or her preacher or whatever, is black, and apparently like that has been the person who's been with her for
right. But I mean, we're just this is the Anglican, because she got married in the Anglican church in England, and they brought over,
you literally don't get whiter than the Church of England.
Yeah, like,
that is the origin of all white
so
things.
For the service just started, and his name was like the Most Reverend Michael something.
There we go. Is that it?
That sounds all
right. Okay. Now we just said headband in two different languages.
Suprabhat. Good morning. I feel good about it.
Yeah, it's pronounced like it's spelled. But there's funny letters. So, the most reverend, whatever his name was, got up and spoke about love. And it was like, we went to church, kids. Like, we went to... And he was... I think they said he was Episcopalian or something. I can't remember what the denomination was. But I, you know, I was
as long as he wasn't Catholic, it's fine.
Well, right, I was expecting him to. It was one of the
Church of England thing. Yeah.
Church of England. It was one of the Protestant religions. Yeah. I was expecting it to be more Baptist, just with the. But it wasn't fire and brimstone-y. It was all about love, and it was there. It was the most reverend's version of love is love is love, and it was
and
very
he said
touching.
He took it from their vows.
Yeah,
and like it was just.
And it was really moving, and then the choir sang Stand By Me, which I think was a first to have a Lieber and Stoller song sung.
A contemporary tune.
Right? Yeah, if 1960 can be contemporary. But
it is when you're British.
Yeah, it was just so, like, she was going to make sure that they know, like, we are not going to gloss over the fact that there is someone with some color.
Right.
About to marry into the and we brought it full tilt, and it was but it was loving and fun and lovely. And then the girls at MSNBC, the one that's on with
Stephanie Ruhle and Katie Tour were phenomenal.
They were trying to hold it together and
wasted.
Katie Tour was
were they?
had lived in London for a time and then got pulled back to being part of the Trump, accidentally came back to America.
Oh, I do remember that.
And Stephanie Ruhle, and they're like out on the street and they're holding it together, and then the carriage is about to go by. And it's just fun. They're excited. They're talking to the camera. They're saying, here they come. And they just lost their shit. They turned into teenage girls with a crush on the handsome redhead and his absolutely gorgeous bride.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, they're like waving and screaming their names, forgetting that they're completely on camera, and they're losing their minds. And all of a sudden, Harry and Meghan like turned towards the press and waved, and Stephanie Ruhle turned around and she goes, I'm going to take that. She waved at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
And now they're pulling each other's hair.
She's like, we're a meme. We are the embarrassment of the internet. She's like, and all I want you to know is my back was camera. I was not together at all. She's like, I was shaking all over when she waved at me. She's like, I had no composure. And it was, she turns around. She was like, they were almost in tears. They were, like they had seen the Beatles. Yeah. They had lost their minds. And they just kept replaying it over and over again. And it got funnier and funnier. CNN just kept up. Oprah walks into church. And they just kept replaying Oprah walking into the church. She was with Idris Elba. And I can't remember who the other person was. But they weren't mentioning anybody else. It was like they only could find just one Oprah. Person that they knew. And then it was George Clooney and Amal. But they just kept showing Oprah walking in.
And
they
were and her husband.
Her husband. That made me laugh.
Right. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Here's Amal Clooney and her husband.
And her husband. Just funny. Yeah. And then finally Fergie walks in, and I was like, oh my God, they invited Fergie.
I thought that was awesome.
And then everybody that I'm watching with is like, Fergie's there? And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of surprising.
Wrong Fergie.
Right, I'm like, it's kind of surprising. Right, and they're like,
not Stacey from the fucking electric company.
I was cracking up.
The Duchess of wherever the fuck she's
we
a
were
Duchess
both
from.
Staring at each other. Like, there was a room of like five or six of us sitting in chairs watching the TV. And everyone were looking at each other like, why are you confused? But she's right there on the TV. Right? Like, she's walking 20 miles. Yeah. They're pretty much showing a marathon. And they're like, we don't know. That's not Fergie.
Not Fergalicious.
What was
dummies.
The whole, first of all, please go into the chat room and vote on the headband. Please go to the link.
Headband.
Just nope. You
vote,
have to vote
on a headband.
Joe put a link in there that you can vote on. You can
go
in
he
and
made
vote.
Some voting things that
and
are happening.
And it's fan fucking tastic. I'm loving it. I think it's fantastic.
Already. Hang on a minute.
It's fantastic, Joe. Thank you. And what was the deal with? That's my hairbands thing. I told Annette that's what a hairband is here.
What the hell is Al doing? What the hell are you doing?
I'm not sure, but so far 100% of two people, including me, say it's a fucking headband.
100% of two people. A sample of people.
Again.
I can't. Why? That's voter fraud.
Well, no, because why there were already two votes.
Why can't I vote?
I voted. It only says two votes,
it still
though.
Still says 100% of two people.
The fuck's wrong with
Joe,
this
Joe, what did you do?
It's
I'm
going to
vote
Joe.
Again.
I'm gonna vote.
Still says two
go
votes.
Go to results.
I don't see the link.
Still 100% of two people. This shit is rigged.
All right.
The fuck is wrong.
Move
with
along.
This?
So, anyways,
Fergie.
I tried to do it again. It says your vote has been counted.
I did. The same thing happened to me.
It was just. Bastards. It was just. It was a charming. It was a charming morning, and the news people were into it. It was funny.
Tired
the vows were nice.
Meow Cal was saying that the Robin Roberts.
Oh yeah,
eccentric half
from ABC.
Hour
she changed
every hour.
She
on the hour.
Changed every hour from I hats to fat because there's a difference between hats and fascinators. So
yeah, she did.
As long as your head is covered, the fascinators are the cute little things in your hair. The hat covers your whole head.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
So it was, but it was just lovely. So it was a nice tradition that I've seen now. Kind of accidentally, the first one was on purpose. The other two were just because the TV's on and this is on. That I've seen all the royal weddings.
Right.
Except for the one to the aunt that looks like the one, the younger brother. I don't know if it's Edward or Andrew that married the one that looks exactly like Princess Di.
I think it's
like
Andrew, isn't it?
I thought Andrew was the one who was with Fergie.
Fergie, yeah. I think it's Edward.
Oh, is it?
Because in Priscilla, they're like, Edward's still a bit of a worry.
Bit of a worry? Well, I would think Fergie's daughters would be a bit of a worry.
Yeah,
because remember the hats that they wore.
Yeah,
to
they had the fast. That's where we learned fascinator.
Is that fascinator?
From those.
I thought
two.
They were those little monkey hats. They looked like
you're
like
right.
the one with the.
Her name is Sophie. She's married to Prince Edward. She is the Countess of Wessex and does look freakishly like Diana.
Yeah, it's shocking. Does it's kind of like when you see you know, Diana's personal butler and how much he looks like Harry. Uh-huh. Yeah,
totally
weird.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So I mean, it was fun. So that was that was what we did. One night at work was quite pleasant. We were very busy, but then you know everybody's got to sleep, so we went and took a TV break. And oh, the poor girl I worked with. This is why I thought I had told the story. The girl I worked with had a stiff neck, and she was just suffering all night. Her neck was killing her. She's trying to work, and she's in this like fucked up pose. And we're sitting and watching, and they didn't say, "And you may kiss the bride." They did their vows. And I was like, oh, you know what? They're probably going to do like Charles and Diana did, because they came out on the balcony and kissed in front of the masses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're probably going to wait to get outside of the church, because there's all those people there. Right. And they'll have their first kiss outside the church with the whole party assembled. So she decides, you know, it's been a minute. She's going to start charting and doing some work. So she's at her computer, and I'm like doing stuff. And I'm like, oh, they're kissing. And she whipped her head around because she was so excited with her stiff neck.
Oh, no.
And just completely made it worse. Oh, like, no. Threw herself into some kind of spasm. So, like, she hears a scream and everybody's like, what the hell? And she's trying to watch a kiss. It sounded dirty, but it was fun.
Right?
So that was that was the happy news the last couple of weeks.
What was the deal with Megan's mom being in the second row?
She was just first on her side. But she was the closest. I don't know, the way that they kept showing it. Like, some angles made it look like she was far back, and then you'd see she was right there. Like, she was, like, directly across.
Because
from.
There were other people that were talking about it. I feel like that was brought up. That wasn't just, because I kind of looked at it and went, first of all, she looked so lonesome sitting there by herself.
She really was seated alone. I was wondering if something, because she did look alone. But then when you looked at it from the other angle, she was the closest. So whether she wanted to be higher.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because there was only two seats. I don't know. But she was the closest, because it kept making it look like she was far away.
Okay.
Okay, so she was the only member of Megan's family to come.
Right, because there was a hoopla about... Well,
Grandpa had a heart attack, right?
No, and that's dad.
Or dad had a heart attack and couldn't be there. And then somebody else couldn't make it.
And somebody's a bit of a worry.
And the sisters of Fruit Loop. And
yeah. Like the siblings are kind of a mess.
Oh, Jenny, and I did too. I'm with you, Jenny, I did too.
But her mom was seated directly across from the queen.
Yeah, she was in the right seat.
Maybe it was just because she was all by herself.
Oh, it definitely looked odd that she was by herself, that there was no one around.
According to MSN.com, she didn't mind.
Well, I hope
so. You know.
But that they had lunch together the day before. So how nice that her mom got to have tea with the queen. Sure. It's just a charming story.
The John Oliver stuff. Couple. Did you see that? Which on John Oliver when they showed all the people that took out their British accents?
Oh yeah! Oh my God! So funny. The news coverage.
I was dying. Yeah,
and it really was.
Of tea.
Oh, the news.
I saw that. That was funny.
And like I said, we were going back before between CNN and MSNBC, and MSNBC was just having more fun, so we stayed with them.
Yeah.
But they were, I mean, it was all the same stuff. And CNN just couldn't get over Oprah entering the church. And if they showed her walk in, I'm like, she's already at her seat.
Well,
like,
and
then they had the live thing in the corner. I'm like, it's not live. You showed her, like.
But did you hear the
And
the
no one
scandal?
On the panel knows who Idris Elba is?
Did you hear the scandal about her dress?
Oh, too fucking tight.
Oprah's?
No, not just that. But her, apparently they had picked everything. And the person, Stella McCartney, had put it together.
Wasn't it yellow?
It was, but the way that it showed on her when she first put it on was way too white.
Oh.
And so, faux pas, right?
Yeah.
And so, I guess Stella McCartney flew a team there. And
overnight.
They were like doing the up until the time that she walked in.
I thought she looked really great.
Yeah, but that was one of the reasons.
And
that
she had Idris Elba on her arm. I cannot stress
and
enough
that.
How good he looked. Yeah. But I was like, no one on CNN knows who he is. Like, no one has watched Luther or, like...
That's interesting. Don Lemon was on there. You'd think he
would. Yeah, Don Lemon wasn't saying anything. And I'm like,
oh,
Don,
come
you
on.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off.
I don't know.
Cup of tea.
You know who Idris Elba is. He does the most amazing American accent in the world, but he's British as all fucking get out.
Now I'm watching The Wedding. I gotta close this.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm sucked in.
That was my only story.
I know. Governor. Hi.
Whose show is this?
How you doing?
How you doing?
What segment are we
in? It's Megan and Harry's.
What's happening?
We're starting around the table again.
There we go.
How did we get here?
In 17 years of teaching English composition in South Carolina public schools, Yvonne Mason had seen blunders many, many times before, but none like this one.
Oh.
She wasn't grading a student's paper. She was reading a letter that she'd received from the Orange Dumpster Fire. She says, I have never, ever received a letter with this many silly mistakes, she says. The former Malden High School teacher promptly did what she had done thousands of times before. She corrected the writing and returned it. She says, this That's one's awesome. Going directly back to the White House. Mason recognizes, of course, that the form letter she received from the president was very likely written by a staff member. And my guess is an uneducated staff member. Not Trump, by the way. Though the letter does include Trump's signature at the bottom, it came in a reply to a letter she had written to the White House about the February 14th school shootings in Florida. A photo of Mason's corrections had been widely shared on the social media. Here is a copy of the letter with all of her marks back into it, where she then sends it back to Washington. She says, when you get letters from the highest level of government, you expect them to be at least mechanically correct. She dinged the Trump letter particularly for repeated capitalization, such as nation, federal, president, and state, turning these common nouns into proper nouns. Using her signature purple ink, since harsh red ink is discouraged by some educators these days, Mason identified 11 instances of faulty capitalization in the letter. Federal is capitalized only when used as part of a proper noun, like the name of an agency.
Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She resisted the idea of attaching a grade to the letter.
Federal Pizza.
However, she said if it had been written in middle school, she'd have given it a C or a C minus. If it had been written in high school, it would have earned a D. The Greenville News reached out to the White House Office of Presidential Correspondence, but officials were unavailable for comment. Mason, who taught English at middle and high schools for over 17 years before retiring last year, is a devoted rhetorical activist, writing letters, emails, and faxes to state, local, and federal officials. She said a recent project had Mason currently an Atlanta resident penning a postcard every day for a year to the Trump administration. You can choose to be an active part of this democracy in a myriad of ways, she said. Who is a former actress at Greenville's Cafe, and then some, an author of a book with criticism of Southern writer Clyde Edgerton. She goes, I choose to write because I'm a good writer and I'm funny.
So go to the bottom where it says, OMG, this is...
Wrong, it says wrong.
Oh, okay. This is just wrong. Like, I have nothing to offer you.
And then she gives them a link to plain language right there at the bottom.
Oh,
oh my gosh, because they capitalized nation when they said leaders of this great nation. Capital nation.
Mm. As president of the U.S., then it is used to be capital. just crazy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
He knows all the smartest people.
The smartest people are saying.
I love it, Clayton.
The most words, all the words.
All the best words.
All of the words.
Most words.
We use the most words. We use the best words. He has a vocabulary of 14 words. 14.
But they're the 14 best words.
Best words, yeah.
Because that's all I can say is best.
Yeah, all.
I want to tell you a story.
Please tell us a story.
Let's tell you a story. A story about... my friend Freddie.
Oh.
Hi, Freddie.
Freddie. Now, Freddie has spent most of his life as a laborer. Hard work. Works on a farm and in construction.
Sure
he does.
Of course
he gave up drinking many years ago.
Okay.
Sure. Not for everyone.
No.
Not everyone should drink.
Not everyone should quit. I mean...
right. Not everyone should go dry, but...
I fell off the wagon onto this lovely bottle of wine.
Sure.
You were inadvertently on the wagon.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get on it.
But let me tell you, Freddie is still a smoker.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he a smoker, a toker?
A midnight
stoker?
He's a smoker and a joker.
I'm sorry, a toker. Midnight toker.
Well, you know, he says every day I smoke two or three pills, which is what you know, people in his neck of the woods call kind of like tobacco cigarettes, but they roll them in newspaper. It's a whole thing. It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Sure. Fair point.
Get an extra high off ink?
Recycling?
Poverty, really.
Silver lining?
Poverty, really.
Okay.
Oh, poverty.
He says...
Zigzag doesn't make an economy version of papers.
Right. Yours, Bigly.
Right.
Poverty, pick an issue. Right.
You can't pick a struggle.
Pick a struggle.
Pick a struggle.
I can't listen to you bitch
you
about both.
You can't be both. Or so I heard. I don't know.
He uses his own tobacco in newspapers because he doesn't like cigarettes. He says, I don't smoke cigarettes. I roll my tobacco in newspapers. He says, the urge to smoke is so strong, sometimes I tell myself I'm going to stop, but I'm just lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I blame the devil.
Oh.
For that, because he's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I need you to know about this man. This man is in line to be the oldest man in the world.
Atta girl.
Right. Former farm worker turned 114 on the 8th of May.
God damn.
And has yet to be verified by Guinness, but is said to be the oldest person alive. Now, that title was held by a Jamaican woman. Her name was Violet Moss Brown.
Well, we reported her death on this show recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as recently as September 2017. September of last year.
Within the year.
It has been a good
as
9 months.
As recently as 8 months ago, we reported her dead.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Fair on the
point.
Pulse of that.
I mean, it took her 114 years to die. Who cares if it took me 7 months to tell you about it?
Well, the Guinness World Book of Records is saying that it is still consulting the genealogists.
Oh, yes, of course.
To confirm the next holders of the world's oldest man and woman titles. I don't know how long that takes or how long someone has to wait to become.
About 114 years. Yeah.
Somebody's going to outlive.
Average wait time, 114 years.
But our friend Freddie.
Freddie
says he doesn't have any secrets for his long life. Mm-mm. He says there's only one thing. It's the man above. That's right. It's God that made this happen. The end.
At 114, he might be God.
I mean, he might be God. And still smoking.
Or at least the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Look Who's alive out. To say he wasn't?
Fair point.
Who can prove him wrong? Judge's rule?
I'm going to allow
Except
it.
Accept it. Uh-huh.
Coming up next on the Death Den, we're adding a name.
Yeah. Freddie.
Asked and answered. Smart money's on Freddie. I'm just saying.
That was exactly as much fun as I wanted it to be. Marnie?
Wait, I thought we don't have to.
Freddie.
Yes. I'll take $10 on Freddie.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yep. Sadly, it only pays $1-1. You just get your $10 yeah, back.
That's fair.
That's okay. You don't lose anything.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been playing blackjack a long time. A push
is
going to
win. Yeah. Yep. Everybody in Vegas knows that. You're playing one more hand.
Yep. Push is a win.
Well, now, speaking of bushes.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I know where you're going, and that's a segue right there. All right. Wow.
Well, except Settle Mr. Down, sister. Perkins needs to come back.
Are we showing the whole thing?
Well,
it's three minutes.
You know,
the whole commercial.
Is this a porn? What are we watching?
You sent me a link sure to did. A whole commercial.
I sure did. Nope, you're exactly right.
I'll come back.
Right.
I think we're watching a porn.
Or is there a segment you want to show?
Nope.
We can. It's a whole. The
if
whole
we
thing.
Could, if we could watch that.
Well, I don't
thing,
think they're going to be upset if we show 3 minutes. No. I mean, otherwise, we have to talk for three minutes.
Nothing but time. I got nothing but time, people.
This commercial is phenomenal. I just thought it was great. So,
well, let's advertise for free.
So
let's
please, welcome to Las Vegas.
Is that your segment?
That's my segment.
Right.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Let's see if we can make this pig fly. Here we go.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Let's get married. Yeah, right. On what planet? I'm serious. We knew we'd get married the night we met. We met here. Hi. Hi. I didn't plan anything else to say. I just wanted to meet you. Let's get married here. Tonight. It's Las Vegas. I'm ready for this going steady, but I love you bad. Even though you made me happy, I don't understand. What do you mean your parents aren't proud of you? You are beautiful, successful. I'm charming. Funny. I don't think it's my sense of humor that they have an issue with. We can't get married tonight. My parents would
never forgive me.
For getting married without them or for who you're getting married to?
Hey, you.
They don't see the world the way we do.
Well, how do you know that? You never asked.
I don't have to ask. I know that.
Well, if you never ask, then you can't know.
We're going to be together forever. You just met me.
Trust me. I know these things.
It's a gift. We'll see.
What are you doing?
Look. It's a wedding.
It's fate.
Let's just peek.
So they had ponchos, they had bowling, they had a reenactment of the scene from Wild Things.
Totally. I'm also, the
brought to you by the Greater Las Vegas Subaru Dealers.
Yeah. The commercial that they had on last night national TV was not certainly that long, but it was just a much condensed clip, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Did it still have the ponchos and the bowling?
Uh-uh.
Oh, see? You're missing out. You need the extended version.
But the U-Haul was just off camera the whole time.
That's how they got to the bowling alley, honestly.
Yeah, because this is where we met to Let's Get Married Today. It was only about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Fair point. It's not the story of Aaron and
Marty.
In
fact, I think they were wearing the same clothes.
How come there was no dog in that?
Nero, how unrealistic.
Because you can't travel very well with cats.
But it just makes me horny. Like all porn, unrealistic.
Dog. I was thinking there should be a dog somewhere in the goddamn commercial.
See, and I always think cats when I think lesbians. I always think gay men have
dykes
dogs.
And dogs, that's
dykes
where I go.
Dykes and dogs, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But gay guys are always taking pictures with
maybe because I'm not a dog person. I just can't relate.
Yeah,
the minute a man is photographed with a dog, he might as well suck a dick because I think you're gay.
Well, sure. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You just take it up the butt because the show's over. When you
up
get
the
photographed.
Butt, Bob. Up the
you're looking for some rotten cotton.
I don't think you're using that right.
Hello.
I'm going to allow it, though.
Yeah, fair point.
Well, sure, we're going to allow it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Nero.
You're snorting.
A woman with two dogs or a man getting photographed with the dogs, you're looking for rotten cotton.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
You're looking for rotten
cotton.
Wait,
play.
So the woman has to have two dogs, so the woman still
two
has
dogs.
To work twice as hard?
Uh-huh. No, but he can have six dogs the minute he picks up one dog and takes the picture. It's the photo with the dog that makes the man gay.
I see.
You're dumb.
Interesting. Dumb.
Have you ever seen a straight man get photographed with a dog? It will not happen.
That's a good point, though.
Yes. Yeah, true. You have a room full of guys, you want to find out who's gay and who's straight, throw a ball around.
Throw a bone.
No, throw a ball. Anywhere in the room, straight guys will kick you over to go catch it. A gay guy will be like, why, what?
Well, the old story was, how do you tell a gay guy from a straight guy? Ask him to look at his nails.
Oh, yeah.
Straight guys will do this.
That's the same with the shoe.
Right.
But the ball thing always works. Throw any kind of a ball, and the gay guy will remain seated and calm.
Or Al, if Al's there. Ah!
Well, where'd you throw the ball? Where are your balls in relation to me?
So at this point,
how close am I to the rotten cotton?
Oh my gosh.
So I have two things that I normally two things. Number one.
Oh, mercy.
Pass me a beer. Number two, you see that over there? That's the rails.
We've gone off?
We're off
We've
of them.
We've gone off.
I don't even know. What is this show about?
No
we
one knows,
know.
Honestly.
No,
no one knows. All right.
But, and I'm...
But I can.
I'm not sure today.
But
I'm
going to
play showrunner because here's what's happening. You don't have another story. We're nope. about an hour.
Because here's the
and
thing.
Entertainment's only two things.
I found the guy's arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Well,
tell us the story.
Clayton.
What? I'm trying to queue up other shit. I have lost interest in most of the show.
We're done with all that. Can you put up that other picture I sent you?
What other picture did you send me?
The cops.
That's a beautiful and creepy song.
Hang on, yeah. I'm going back to your post.
So creepy.
Oh, that
feel
one.
Like
yes,
it's playing in the
Frankie.
Background of every serial killer's mind.
No, it was this afternoon.
You sent me the commercial of the lesbians. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you the smiling guy mm-hmm. with the curl. Didn't we do
and
this story?
An arm. I don't. Well, let's just put it up and see. What
you
happens.
Didn't send me a. I don't think
see
you sent me.
Us.
I don't think you sent
just
me.
Just follow life where it leads us.
I don't think you sent me what you thought you sent me, Marnie.
Darling, you.
I see. No. There's.
We should turn this into a karaoke show. Darling,
you do. I was trying to find a picture of the cotton industry logo so I could have them be our official new sponsor.
Oh, you know what? I sent it via YouTube.
Wow.
Like a thing, so it may have gone. Somewhere else.
All right. So
maybe.
Wait, no. You're not hijacking this shit.
No,
Perkins.
I was just going to start entertainment.
Trying to move it along here.
No. I was trying to get it back on the rails.
No. Well, yeah,
no,
but we have to.
We're off the rails.
We are way off the rails. Hang on. I have to click this. We have to do.
And there it is.
This. Here we go.
Headlines! Entertainment! I don't know what this is called. Just a couple of movies.
Part of the show.
I guess, well, now we haven't talked about Roseanne. I thought so. I'd bring that up.
So we're going to get there.
I figured you would.
So we'll chit-chat about Roseanne. And I have one more thing. Let me find the right section. It's very important. Maybe I'll just tell you about it later when the music's over. Yeah, a couple TV shows. And then, yeah.
We had no production meeting.
I don't know how to describe what anything says in front of me. So just tell you about it later.
Cheers.
All right, we're going to come back right after this little break. We're going to get some coffee, and Al will talk.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.